First, three questions. Should we write a prizbul at all? Should we write a prizbul this year before this Rosh Hashanah as opposed to next Rosh Hashanah? Should we be writing a prizbul at night as opposed to during the day? So, should you write a prizbul at all? We began this man, we discussed the Tumim. The Tumim was very enthusiastic about prizbuls. He explained that Shemitah has such wonderful Ramazim, wonderful symbolism, wonderful Hashkafas, and people definitely should make a Zecher L'Shemitah, either observe Shemitah or L'Chal HaPachas write prizbuls. The Tumim meant, as opposed to being Selmech on the Minog of Ashkenaz, the long-standing Minog, not to do Shemitah at all, the Tumim felt very strongly that a person should at least be Mekayeh Shemitah Derech Prizbul and shouldn't ignore Shemitah totally. Now, that's not to say that if a person would like to fulfill Shemitah properly and actually cancel his loans, I think everyone would agree that is probably the best idea. Unless a person's worried that next time he won't make the loan, he'll be over the lava of Leigos. If a person knows that it's not going to affect him, it's a small loan, he's willing to Mekayim the loan of Shemitah, willing to Mekayim the Afkata of Shemitah, that probably is L'chatchila. As a matter of fact, there is a minog, I'm not sure where it comes from, but it's brought down in various farm, that some people, even after they made a prizbul, would deliberately make one more loan, one small loan, even a dollar. My Rosh Kol in Lakewood did this, I think lent me money, lent me a dollar after we made our last prizbul, just to Mekayeh in the mitzvah of Shemitah, at least on $1. You can argue whether a symbolic dollar, how much of a mitzvah is it, but L'chal HaPachas, if someone actually wants to Mekayeh Shemitah and cancels the loan, that is probably L'chatchila. Ad Kedei Kach, the post can discuss making prizbul Ayidei Shliach. One of the things they talk about is zechia. Can you write a prizbul for someone else for a malva without even telling him? He doesn't even know. It's his chus. He'll get his loan back. So there are poskim who actually say no because maybe he wants to actually be mekayem the mitzvah and not do a prizbul. Prizbul is a good idea. The Tumim says it's a zecher to the mitzvah. It's something. It's that you're at least remembering shmita. But there are people who might actually want to do the mitzvah. Earlier this evening, I heard Rabbi Ryan talking. He's actually talking about eruv tafshilin. That some people think they don't need one, and then they realize they really do, and don't try to be too much of a smart aleck, he said. And he has an example, he said, prizbul. He said, in yeshiva he was once in, not sure which, they distributed prizbuls for everyone to sign, and some chachamim, some smart alecks thought they didn't need them because they didn't have any chavos, so they didn't do them, and then Shemitah came, and they remembered they had, someone remembered he had a $250 chav. Now, you can't call somebody a smart aleck if he's actually getting the mitzvah, assuming he won't be, if he's going to be selmecha on the minhag Ashkenaz and is going to collect the chav anyway, then yes, then he lost the opportunity to at least be mekayim some minyan to mekayim, to be yotzei l'chal hadeis, to write a prizbul, then definitely you should write a prizbul. If someone actually wants to do Shemitah, I don't think anyone's going to deny that is the ikar thing to do. So anyone who actually wants to be mashmet chavos kol hakavod, that's the mitzvah ketikuna. There is a famous language of the Chasam Sofer, we'll return to a little bit later. Chasam Sofer writes that you shouldn't give people aliyahs for the parsha of Shemitah if they aren't writing prizbuls. Chasam Sofer says that this year is Shnasa Shemitah, he says. You shouldn't call someone to the Torah for the aliyah of L'Yigos Esreyehu if someone who's not doing a prizbul, neither last year nor this year, we'll discuss what that means maybe a little bit later, but someone who's not writing prizbul shouldn't get the aliyah of prizbul. Again, even if there's Yeshal Milismach to be Samech on the poskim, that Shemitah is not Nagib is Manazan, Ramosha and others say that is the Iker Lahalacha, Ramah passing that way, the Rosh, the Ramosha and others, well, nicely, you shouldn't give someone the Aliyah if he's not at least trying to Mekayim the Mitzvah to be Lotzis Yedei Chaladeus and writing a prizbul. So writing a prizbul is definitely a good idea. Certainly, if you have no Chavos, there's no point, but at least you're getting a Zecher to Shemitah. If you don't want to be Mashmet your Chavos, if you plan on collecting them, you should also certainly write a prizbul. If you actually want to be Mashmet the Chav, then great. The question is why this year as opposed to next year. So this is a famous machlokas.
So if you just want to be,
I don't know. If you don't actually have a chav,
I'm
calling it a zecher. Like I used to say like this on Hanukkah. So Chazal Masakin, you light neiros in the house. And then there was a minhag to light neiros in the shul, and Ashkenazim make a bracha on that. And the minhag and most Ashkenazim make a bracha on that. I'd like it too. Then people have Hanukkah parties, and sometimes they light a menorah. So the question is that a minug, or is that like sukkah decorations? Is that just like putting a poster on the walls? I don't know what it is, but it's something that at least is maskir. Whether you mamish mekayim a mitzvah, I can't tell you. If you don't have a chav, I can't tell you mekayim anything. I'm not sure you mekayim anything. If you're out of prison, you do have a chav either, but you're doing a takana. So yesh lachem, whether it's really a takana. But l'chal apachas, if you at least have a suffix, you have a chav, and you know you're probably going to collect it, I certainly think it's a davar tov, like the tumim was mazir people to do. Now this year as opposed to next year, so there is a machlokas rishonim when Shemitah is Meshamei. It's a complicated sugya of Gemaras, Tosefta. I'm not going to get into all the details. I didn't work through all the details. But basically, the Iker Lahalacha is Shemitah is Meshamei B'Sofa. next year is Shemitah, Tav Shanayin Hay, as we discussed. The Ikar Lahalacha is that the end of next year is when Chovos are terminated, are canceled. The Ikar Adin, therefore, is that a Chov that predates Shemitah and Shemitah start can still collect during Shemitah, can still collect until next Rosh Hashanah, where the year turns into the year of where the Sev Shemitah occurs and you start the next year. So Mikra Din, therefore, you can write a prosbul until the end of next year. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that's how the Ramban paskins, that was the Minigan Eretz Yisrael, the Rishonim and Achronim tell us. That is the consensus of the poskim, that Shemitah is Neshamet at the end of next year. That is the Achra the Gon. That's the Shita of almost all poskim. There is, however, a dissenting view, the famous Shita of the Rosh. The Rosh is also Moda, because the Gemara says so, the Rosh is also Moda that Shemitah is Neshamet L'Basof. But the Rosh is Miyashiv Estira with the Tosefta. The Rosh holds there are two Shlavim, there are two stages in Shemitah. The real Hashmata, the cancellation of the Chov, doesn't occur till the end of Shemitah. But something does happen at the beginning of Shemitah too. The Lav of Luigo is that you can't demand payment for the Chov. That kicks in at the beginning of Shemitah, even though the Chov is still in the Chov is still there. If he pays you back, you're allowed to accept it. You don't have to say Meshamet Ani, which is what you're going to have to say after Shemitah, as hopefully we'll see later in the Siman. So once the chov is canceled, you're not even allowed to take it. You have to say meshamin and give it back to him. Then he can say, Afal Pikein, I want to give it to you. But you have to meshamin. During Shemitah, that doesn't happen. The chov is still in place. You're allowed to accept it. One thing you can't do is you can't be Taveah him. That would be a lav of Lo'igas. And the Mela, the Rosh, also holds that at the beginning of Shemitah, already it's too late to write a prosbul. So some achronim are mechalik between chovas that predated Shemitah and chovas that occurred during Shemitah. But basically, that is the Shita of the Rosh, at least with regard to chovas that predated Shemitah. Once the beginning of Shemitah begins, it is too late to write a prosbul, and therefore, according to the Rosh, a prosbul should be written before this Rosh Hashanah, before the beginning of next year, before the beginning of Shemitah. Now the question is, do we paskin like this Rosh? I mean, we certainly don't paskin like the Rosh. The question is it the right thing to do? Should a Yerush Shemayim, should someone who's trying to do the right thing, should he be choshesh for the Rosh? So here we find Machlokes Achronim. We find Achronim going both ways. And the bottom line is, it's kind of almost a hashkafa shayla, how you approach chumras, how you approach halacha and psak and chumras in general. There are gedolei achronim who felt strongly that a person should be choshesh for the Rosh. Two of the most famous ones are the Shulchan Aruch Harav. In the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he writes, chatchila, a person should write a prosbul before the beginning of Shemitah, meaning today. B'di'avad, if you didn't do it, you should still write it next year, because the Ikar Lahalacha, according to most poskim, is it's not too late, and you write it next year. But l'chatchila, a prosbul should be written before the beginning of Shana Shvius. And the notes in the Shulchan Aruch Harav I was looking at, they had all kinds of references to different Likutei Sichas. I don't know what Chabad's attitude to this in general is, but that is the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that l'chatchila, a person should write a prosbul before Shana Shemitah. This is before the beginning of Shemitah. This is also the sheet of the Urim V'Tumim. And the Tumim, he has a long pilpul. I didn't get a chance to go through it, but he has a pilpul trying to be miyashiv the Rosh and defend the Rosh. And he writes, Kitzer, in the Urim, in his short summaries of his psakim, he writes, Hayarei v'charid l'dvar Hashem should write a prosbul before the beginning of the Shana Shemitah, meaning today, someone who's a Yarei v'charid l'dvar Hashem should write a prosbul before Shana Shvius.
Only before and after?
I think, so the thing with after is, if you don't have any new chovas after Shemitah, you certainly don't need one, because as the post can point out, as we'll see in a minute, there's no downside to writing a prosbul early, except that it doesn't cover chovas that took place after the fact. Regarding chovas that took place after the fact, so the tumim says you don't even have to write another. So the tumim says that there are achronim who learn that even the Rosh is moda that sof Shemitah is the ikar for chavos that took place during Shemitah. So I think the tumim comes out that if you have new chavos, you should write a new prosbul at the end of Shemitah, and that's, I think, the pashas. If someone does have new chavos, then there's no question the old prosbul doesn't work. And a mela, according to some poskim, might not be an eitzah prosbul at all for a chav in the Shana Shemitah, but l'chala pachas, according to most poskim, prosbul does work and the old prosbul doesn't work. So I think the consensus is that if there are new chavos you're worried about, you should write a new prosbul in the beginning of next year. The last two Shemitahs in Lakewood, I think I did write prosbuls both before and after. I think I have at least four for my years in Lakewood. So yes, you should write a new one if you have new chavos. Now, Samitarecha, these two gedolei achronim, and I think maybe others also, recommend that a person should write a prosbul before Shana Shvius. Mitzad Sheni, the Chasam Sofer, very famous tshuva also. Someone asked him, somebody was all gung-ho and fired up about prosbul, wanted to do a prosbul b'tchilas Shana Shemitah. Some Sefer says that a few Shemitahs ago, this question was asked in Tuf Kuf Samach Dalet, 1804. He says a few Shemitahs earlier in Tuf Kuf Mem Dalet, which was basically 1784, he says, the beginning of 1785, which was a Shemitah, he says, I was with my Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler. I know he did not write a prosbul of Mitchila Shemitah. He only wrote a prosbul B'Sof Shemitah. And I know this because Kamat Mamish Lo Zoz Yadim Yado, I was being Meshamish him. I wanted to learn his Drachav and Motzav, and I was with him the whole time. And I know he was not Machmer for such a thing. So Halacha Bechsam Sefer says, you don't have to do it. And it's not really even a major Indian, because Nosson Adler would have done it if it would have been a major Indian. So then Bechsam Sefer is a long tshuva, and at the end of the tshuva he writes, Mikra Din Ein Lachash Klal. Certainly not. I can't tell you that a chared v'yared l'dvar Hashem should do it. Mikolakom im nafsha if tzavayas. If you want to do it, kolakavod. Ein maschichin also miyos tov al tikri ra, which sounds like it's a nice idea. And don't worry about yura, he says, because since prizbal amuktim is kosher, kol shatav shatav zimnehu zochel atov. He says zochel atov. He says miyos tov al tikri ra. Because anyway, it's a kosher prizbal. There's no question it's kosher. It's not like you're doing a maisel of atala that only has validity according to the shitas of Rush. It is a valid prizbal, even though you'll be writing another one next year if you have more chavos. But all right, so writing two prizbals is not inherently something which is against halacha. So if a server comes out, he can't tell you to do it because Nosson Adler didn't do it. But the miyos tov and zochel atov, you can do it if you want. And that's there are other tshuvas in the Chum Sefer where some people are medayik that he held in the league of tshuva. There is a mashmos that he held you should write a prosbul before the Shana Shemitah. Sitzel Ezer is masbir. That's not what he means. It's a complicated question how to read the tshuvas. But I'll call upon him. So some of the achronim held that you definitely should. Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Tumim. Chum Sefer held that you can't tell someone he has to, but it's a nice idea. So in general, people have different attitudes toward this. Should a person be choshesh for every achron, for every tzad, for every shita that's not brought in Shulchan Aruch? So, yesh v'yesh. I personally did, and again, because it's not just a question of one rishon, it's a question of gedolei achronim. The major poskim say that you should. Additionally, I saw they bring that the Ba'as HaShulchan, Yisrael of Shklov, the Talmud of the Gaon, has another reason to be machmer for writing an early prosbul. He says that although the Gaon, Paskin, not like the Rosh, although the Gaon held klar, Halach is like the Rambam, Shemitah and Shemetah L'Basof, like the Shulchan Aruch. The Gaon had a different Chumrah. He quotes from the different Bir Agras, and this line I could not find in our Bir Agra. I don't know if he had access to other Nuschos or other Ksavim, but he writes that the Gaon held, we discussed last week, there's a question of what year Shemitah is. We say Tav Shanayin Hei Shemitah. Shitas Rashi is Tav Shanayin Dalad Shemitah. And even though Lamaisa, that's Nidcha from Halacha, the Masorah and Klal Yisrael for hundreds of years, has pretty much been to rely on Shitas HaRambam and the Gaonim the next year is Shemitah, but the Gaon held that Shitas Rashi is a real Shita. So the Gaon held that to be Yotze Chaladeus, a person should write a Prosbul the year before, not because of the Rush, because of Tchila Shemitah, but because of Rashi, the last year Shemitah. Now, if anyone wants a real super Chumrah that I don't know that anybody does, you can write three Prosbuls and write one the year before, because you can put together Shitas HaRush and Shitas Rashi and try to write Tchila Shemitah of Shitas Rashi, then you'll have a Chumrah that nobody does and you can feel really special. But I haven't seen anybody do that, and I'm not prepared to call for such a Prosbul. Yeah, it's too late now for this year, but next Shemitah, if anyone wants to try this, you can try being Mitzaref Rashi and the Rush. Third question, writing Prosbul at night. Are you allowed to write a Prosbul at night? Short answer is yes. Long answer is probably, although it might not be the most ideal thing to do. And the longer answer is, we have a statement from the Erech Lechem. Erech Lechem is Rabbi Yaakov Castro, major Egyptian posek from the time of the Ramah, the late 16th century. Erech Lechem says, you can write a prosbul at night, no problem. Now, some of the later Achronim started to be mfakvik. There are some Achronim who are Mitzadeh and Havsekers, like as you may have seen in the guidelines, there is discussion about Krovim. In general, there are questions about how much of Din is prosbul. We do call it a Beis Din. We do have at least some of the anhagas of din. We say bal din b'amida dayanim b'yeshiva. Even though in real dinei Torah we don't do that, b'zman hazeh we follow the Rambam that ein bonu koch la'avin mishpated das altila. Everyone sits down, but there are certain ways in which prosbul we conduct like real din. That's why there's a shail of krovim. That's why some poskim were mitzadeh that Laila is a problem. Halach l'maisa though, the strong consensus seems to be some of the achronim didn't see the erech lechem, who was a kadmon and said it's not a problem. Sitz Eliezer and I saw b'shem Rav Avadia. Other contemporary poskim, contemporary haros and prosbul, I saw the IDF has a guide on Shemitah they give out, where they say Clara from the chief rabbinate and the IDF that no problem, Prozbul is Belaila. They quote this is Eliezer, Rav Avadia, and others. And the Iker LaHalacha is, I think, that there's no problem doing Prozbul at night. Befrat, as we said, A, Prozbul this year is really a Chumrah to begin with. Any Prozbul is really a Chumrah to some extent. I'll pee the Minhag Ashkenaz that we pass in Shemitah, not even knowing Bizman Azeh. And this Prozbul is something of a Chumrah. And the Poskim Mikra Din, Rov Poskim come out, it's not a problem. And one more sniff, one more tzad to say it's okay at night is the Shita of the Sma, very famous Sma. The Sma in Hilchas Dayanim says that you can't do Din Belaila. Great. It also says that a Summa is possible for Din. Summa B'Shteinov is possible to be a Dayan. Says the Sma, you see that the idea is, what's Laila? It's not Xeris Akasuv like we find in Kol Torah Kula. Laila means you have to be able to see. That's why a Summa who can't see is possible. Says the Sma, if the whole problem is that you can't see, if you have lights and you can see, then wonderful, then you can do din balayla. Avuka balayla, the Sma says you can do din at night. Now, we don't necessarily paskin like the Sma, that the Sma is a tremendous chiddush, obviously, but you know, the Sma is brought by poskim and other places too. Chassam Sofer talks about tzitzis, whether tzitzis is tully on Lila being able to see, and he's medame to the Sma a little bit. Doesn't mean you're paskin like the Sma, but tzitzis it says beferish or isimo, so. I'll call upon him, the Sma is a Shita, which is not totally against Halacha, so even if there's a problem of Lila, we have one additional tzad that we have the lights on. So these are the major issues about whether we should make a Prozbul now or not. And I figure for the Matzah, for the Limud, it's we might as well do some now. So anyone who wants, we'll do a few now. One last thing I should mention is Karka. We learned the Sugya makes a big deal about Karka, the Lova has to have Karka. And the truth is that Achronim have a hard time understanding what is this rash about karka. The Gemara makes it clear that tzchiras karka is enough. Who doesn't have karka? Unless a person is homeless and living under a bridge, as long as someone has a roof over his head, he has karka automatically. So, like the example I bring here, the one example I give, Chaim Sofer gives this example, is a bachur asamech al shulchan aviv. He doesn't have his own property, he's a guest somewhere else. That's one example. So if anyone has a lova who doesn't have his own place, that would be someone who you'd want to be mizaka karka to. Or post can even debate if someone has a place like a bachur in yeshiva or like a hospital, these situations where you have a right to be there, you're paying for it, but you don't own a lease on a specific room, they can transfer you. They discuss this legabe things like a Ruvi Chateras and other contexts, but legabe Prozbul, there seems to be machlok sachronim whether the mere right to have a place in the facility without a specific lease on a specific room is enough. So a bachur in yeshiva would be a shayla. A bachur who's at his parents' home, or maybe if someone, for example, lent money to a woman specifically, and the woman doesn't have her home under her own name, it's under her husband's name, that's a shayla. But in any event, most people have karka, and unless you're worried about a lova like a homeless person or a bachur who doesn't have his own place, then you're really okay with karka. If anyone wants, the minhag gets you mezaka karka. You know, we don't make a big deal out of what the zikah is. You just do a kinyan sudar, and you mezaka karka to the lova.